but it's also a decent time for some of our staff, you know, so I could do it later if we thought it would be better, but then we might lose some of our staffers. So if you guys think a later time would be better, I'm open to those recommendations. In the meantime, since everybody is pretty new to the committee, if we could just real fast introduce ourselves. I'm James Crenshaw. I'm Associate Superintendent for Student Services and recovering high school principal. And I've been around the district for longer than I care to admit now. So, hi.
Hi, I'm Molly Nichols. I'm a nurse practitioner. I think board nominated for the SHAP committee. And I used to be a homecoming with a head nurse at Farwell for a few years.
Hi, I'm Dawn Evans. I am her successor. And the intermediate professors.
I'm Allie Christie. I'm an ER nurse at Bay and F&P student. Be done in May.
Sorry.
I'm a kindergartner. A second grader and a fourth grader.
Oh yeah, do you want to know that, our kids?
I want to know just whatever you want to say. It's all fine.
My name is Lee Simmons. I am also a nurse practitioner. I work with the government and at the local urgent care.
Okay.
I'm Courtney Parker. I am the junior high parent representative. I have an eighth grader, sixth grader, fifth grader. I'm a formal high school science teacher, taught chemistry and physics, and now I'm a pharmacist at Dress School.
I'm April Hallquist. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I'm a second grader and a four-year-old.
I'm Mark Hendricks. I'm the Deputy Chief Executive Officer for the New Orleans Center for Mental Health and Intellectual Disabilities. It's a mouthful. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I've got a fourth grader and a first grader.
I'm Brenda Carlisle. I'm the licensed professional counselor at the high school, and I'm the only mental health counselor at the high school.
How's that on your mental health?
Not at all. What did you say?
I said, how is that on your mental health, being the only counselor?
I love it.
I'm Erin Stewart. I'm at the high school now, coach and teacher, and I've got an eighth grade daughter.
I'm Yelena Mouton. I have a kindergartner and a fourth grader, and I'm just a stay-at-home mom for now.
So. That's a lot.
That's
a lot. Yes.
Right.
I'm Lori Funk. I am a ER nurse, a school nurse, and a case manager. So I have a senior, junior, and three that have already graduated. So that's kind of me.
Okay, my name is Zeke Moreno. I have a son that's a sophomore, a daughter that's an eighth grader. I guess that's it.
Hi, I'm Mary Flores. I am a nurse. I'm a member advocate for Driscoll Health Plan, and I do a lot of other things there, but anyway, I have no kids.
I'm Chayla Nguyen. I have a kindergartner and a second grader.
Okay. Hi, I'm Andrea Johnson. I'm here representing the intermediate school, but I have a 10th grader, a 7th grader, and a 6th grader. I'm an accountant. Not that exciting, but we do lots of real estate, self-storage, so that's it.
Well, I welcome you all here, and this is my maybe fourth year doing SHAC, and I can just tell you, the room is full of good professionals, right? So this is a well-formed SHAC, and I appreciate that. And one thing that I promise you that I'll do is honor your time, and we won't meet to waste time in those things. Basically, we're required to meet four times, and SHAC, let's go ahead and start, I guess, with roles and responsibilities. And I'm not going to read word for you. I'm just going to tell you kind of my perception of the roles and responsibilities, and you can use this as a reference. But I've created a document here that is the roles and responsibilities. Basically, our role as a committee is to make recommendations on coordinated school health programs and health education. So anything along the lines of health programs or health education is required by Texas state law to come through the SHAC committee first before it's recommended to the board. So our job is all things health, physical health, and mental health. So anything that the schools want to use as curriculum would need to come through this committee. And it's a good thing, and it's great to have community representation. But the new laws regarding Shaq make it not too nimble. And by that I mean we have to introduce some instruction in one meeting. We are required to wait till the next meeting to vote on it. And then after we vote on it, we're required to take it to the board for action. So at a minimum, it takes 90 days to get something through the system. So I have to really have it together for us to be able to get things for the schools and have them in time for them to be able to use them. The good news is it's pretty stable right now as far as what they're asking for. They asked for quite a bit of vape curriculum last year, and then the state changed the requirements for what had to come through here, right? And some of those things that have to come through here is like sex education, education on human trafficking, education on all of those kind of things, child abuse and all of that. And so what the district decided to do through Shaq was use the Texas curriculum for all those items. So over the last years, that's all kind of settled down. And we've haven't adopted any outside materials too much. We've just adopted the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills through the health program to cover all those things, and they have good curriculum. So our major job this year is going to be to create bylaws for this committee. This committee has operated on just the rules of Shaq for as long as there's been a Shaq here, right? So I think it's going to be good for us to do a set of bylaws. So I think our major job this year is going to be to get a set of bylaws that might live past us as a committee. If you're new to the committee, you rotate off in 2 years. So everyone here is practically new. Mary, you were with me last year. Was anybody else with me last year? Okay, if a handful of people will rotate off this year. Unless you're staff, then you kind of stay on ad hoc. You're with me forever. I have a plan to rotate off in 2 years, so we'll rotate off together. So any questions about the roles and responsibilities are of the Shaq committee and what we're here to do? No? Okay, if we could talk just a minute about co-chair. Our co-chair rotated off this year, and so now it's time for a co-chair. And basically, the co-chair's role will be to kind of help me run the meetings, and if we have votes, to help verify the votes, and maybe this year kind of help head up the project of working on bylaws. So is there anyone here that would like to nominate anyone, or is there anyone who would like to step up and...
Yeah. I would like to nominate Molly Nichols.
Okay, okay. Absolutely. We have a nomination on the floor. Any other nominations or any other conversation about that? It was Steve McClure last 2 years. So first of all, do you accept that nomination?
I do.
Okay. And so if it's all right with the committee, we'll have a vote. Everybody agree with Molly Nichols being co-chair?
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, great. That was an easy catch. Okay, so we'll move on then. Thank you, Molly.
Yes, sir.
I'll try to make it as painless as possible. Okay. Okay, you have a document here that's called Creating Shaq Bylaws, a Step-by-Step Guide, okay? Basically, what I want to do is give you the materials to look over, and then I think if we're trying to create bylaws in this large of a committee, that could be cumbersome. So I'd like to entertain the idea of maybe having a committee of five or so, so that we could scale down and write bylaws and then bring back to the big committee. So basically, I have Texas's Guide to School Health Advisory Council here. And it's all things Shaq. And you can read this and look over it, and we'll be ready to talk about this next time. But how does the committee feel about a subcommittee of about five individuals? And I don't know where I got five, right? It could be six, it could be four, it could be seven. So any discussion about that, about the size of the committee? So I think I would stand on that, and Ms. Nichols would stand on that. Is there anybody that has any... First, let me say this. I'm not going to put you to work too hard, okay? What I'll do is I'll come up with some templates, and most of the subcommittee work would be done via us making some emails back and forth with each other and reviewing the document and all of those things. So it's really going to be just a matter of taking a look at what I can come up with as best practices, and then dressing that up to make it our own, and then bringing it back to the committee. So is there anyone here that would be willing to help work on those bylaws with me?
I'll do it.
Okay, good. I assume that's two. Anyone else? And I'm sorry, but your name was?
Yelena, J-E-L-E-N-A.
Thank you. Anyone else? A couple of more?
If it's done through email, I can help. If a lot of it is done through email.
Okay, so Parker. And your name, sir?
Hendricks, Mark.
Hendricks, yes, that's right. Okay, so right now we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think it should be an odd number. Mm-hmm. There's ever a vote of some kind.
Breaking a tie. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So five, that's a pretty nimble group right there, right?
Seven. I mean, as long as it's an odd number. Uh-huh.
Does anybody just burning up to be on there? Anybody got the fever for the bylaws right now?
No.
Okay, so we have a subcommittee, and I can tell by nods of heads we're good to go there, right? So... Basically, now we're gonna have a pretty short meeting today, okay? Because I really just wanted to get us together, create a subcommittee, get ourselves a co-chair, and we've pretty much done everything that we need to do. But now I would want to open it up to discussion. Does anybody want to discuss anything about how this committee operates, or anything that I can clear up?
Just two things. One.
Yes, please.
So, when they are they going to establish like a mission statement? Is that what they? Okay.
Yes.
And then, back a long, long time ago, when I was in high school, I was in one of these as a student. So, like, we had students they would meet with like the thing. Does that happen here ever, or is it usually just?
Well, it's something that we could write into the bylaws. That
I wouldn't want to include them like all the time or whatever.
Well, I mean, we can have good senior, junior students that could be part of the committee. We've had students in the past.
Okay, that's cool. Okay.
So we'll take that in consideration when we're writing the bylaws, that we'll have a student or two on the committee. I think it's a good idea. It's a good point.
Perspective.
Yeah. Anything else?
What's a typical meeting look like?
A typical meeting looks like two or three people coming in to present curriculum. And they present curriculum. Like last year, we had a vape curriculum from MD Anderson. So they came in, presented the curriculum. And then we asked questions, and then the next meeting, the rep came back for any follow-up questions, and then we voted as a committee on the curriculum. So basically, last year was two or three curriculums each meeting, and us talking through whether we wanted those curriculums or not. Then the other few things that we always do, this is a really good question, is we generally have an update on, from our nurse here. And she'll just kind of talk about the number of cases that we have and et cetera. And then we have food and nutrition comes, and Gina's here with us today, and she has to present a plan to the this committee every other year, if I'm not mistaken, right, Gina? Did we present it last year?
Yes.
So we might just review that plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, we normally do try to review some things on the manual.
Uh-huh. And then we'll hear from our physical education throughout the year. And I'll talk to you guys about this physical ed test that we give our students called
Fitness Gram.
Yeah, Fitness Gram. And then we do the Fitness Gram, and we may go over the results of the Fitness Gram. One thing I will say about the Fitness Gram this year is I don't know if everyone's aware, but the district has become a district that has a teacher incentive allotment, okay? And for these teachers, it's a big deal, okay? So, and it was a lot of work to get this passed through the state. And there are just, right now, there's just certain teachers that are eligible for the allotment. And our job is to expand that and expand that. And for these teachers, what it basically is based on their review every year and their students' academic growth, they can be eligible to become either a recognized teacher, an exemplary teacher, I think, and then a master teacher. Some of these master teachers got $8,000 bonus, right? So we're talking about bringing our PE teachers along with us, which would then mean maybe this committee talks more about that Fitness Gram and what pieces of that Fitness Gram would be good to measure growth for the teachers, so it could be really good work. So basically, we're looking at curriculum, voting on curriculum. We're looking at our nursing program. We're looking at the food service program. We're looking at PE and quite a bit of mental health things that have gone through. Like we've got a telehealth program that went through here a couple of years ago from one of the universities, where if a student has issues, they can get some telemental health, which I thought was a good thing. I don't know how much we're utilizing that right now. I think we could utilize it more.
We don't have that in the high school.
Yeah.
We elected not to do it.
Yeah. Some of the schools are using
it. Is that T-Chat or C-Band?
Yes, it is. T-Chat.
It's T-Chat.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I think mental health is like the biggest.
It is. It is.
Just quick example, I guess. I had an employee that used to work for me that they used to have like a thing where like the person that could get the closest to like, you know, killing themselves, they would like become like the prom king and prom queen. I don't know if y'all know that that happens, and they appoint like one every year at school. So it's like a, you know what I mean? Like it's like a thing, like people take pride in that, and it's kind of horrible, I guess, that it's become a known thing every year.
I don't know that we had that at high school.
Yeah.
No, I don't want them to know about it.
Well,
they used to go here, but they moved to like New Mexico. The kid, the student.
Wow.
Well, one of the good things is there's, I think there's some low hanging fruit in that arena. We talked about it briefly in the first meeting where we didn't have a forum.
Uh-huh.
But there's state sanctioned curricula that all districts are now required to implement anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Called Mental Health First Aid. Our organization offers that across mm-hmm. the districts.
Yeah.
But there's an additional aspect of that curricula that's specific to teen mental health first aid. Mm-hmm. Where basically students that want to volunteer to take that course can be provided to them for free, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's mental health first aid in the sense of, you know, physical first aid. It's recognizing signs and symptoms, mm-hmm. what are preliminary steps to interdict a mental health crisis, that kind of thing, connect people with the proper resources. So a lot of things our organization can do that's already sanctioned by the state. It's pretty ready to plug and play. So if that's something you want to put on the agenda, we can have our mental health first aid coordinator come in, introduce that curriculum, which, I mean, it's something the district's going to have to do over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How does the committee feel about that?
Yeah, I think too.
Okay.
Necessary.
Yeah, I've had the mental health first aid, and the idea of doing that with the students sounds great. So if you could reach out to me after this meeting, maybe we can get that on the next meeting. Because if we're going to get going,
we got to get going,
you know.
Sounds good.
And the other thing that's true is if we get going and then the next meeting we don't have a quorum, it kills it, right? Mm-hmm. So I was pestery this time, I know, but I needed to make sure we had a quorum, and then we'll do that same thing next time. And we'll make these meetings quick and painless, but we need to get some of those things through. The school district does have some social and emotional curriculum that's already embedded in the high school. And they have some social and emotional programs that are at some of the other schools. But anything you guys want to bring up, right, as professionals, mental or physical health, that's great. That's why you're here. So please do. And
sounds good. To tack on to it, one more option to go ahead and throw on the agenda for next meeting would be our intellectual and developmental disability side of the house. We have a team that's called the Transition Support Team. Has a great deal of funding for the state. In fact, it's one of those rarities where it's overfunded mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And basically what that team does is it serves as a resource and support system for folks throughout the community, other professionals, businesses, other mental health authorities and IDD authorities to serve as subject matter experts and support of curriculum development, behavior modification, things like that. But what they can do is they can support your school counselors, your nurses, for your students with autism spectrum disorder or other intellectual and developmental disabilities. It's no cost resource. They can come in, get involved in that process, receive free continuing education through that in a lot of ways, and case consults. But just another one to throw in there. It's not really a curriculum, but it is a resource.
So. I'm for let's bring those things in and hearing about it as a committee.
I was supposed to ask Mark a question. Remember when you had your staff at the Flower Grove Citizens Council?
Yep.
Could that type of a panel be?
Yeah, we
in?
Certainly could. It's up to you guys, whatever you all would like to do. There's a lot of different things that we can do to assist our crisis intervention teams and mobile crisis outreach. We had some preliminary conversations last year with the chief of the district police. We have a platform called Cloud9, which is essentially a telehealth interface mm-hmm. for law enforcement to connect directly with our crisis intervention staff and all the professionals to get an assessment on demand. It's instantaneous, and you don't have to wait. So it's just a resource that can be used within that system of care that's already funded by the state to intervene, provide, whether it be suicidality assessments, things like that, and work with the families and the students directly, engage them in services that not only we offer, but other behavioral health providers.
So let's definitely get you on the books for the next meeting and kind of all three of those ideas. Let's get them introduced because we need to move if we're going to move.
Sounds good. What we could do with that in particular... is provide tablets at no cost to the district, to your police officer, to your resource officers. And whenever they are dealing with a student that is experiencing suicidal ideation or thoughts of hurting themselves or somebody else, they can hop on there and connect directly with our staff for assessment.
That's awesome. I was just talking with Chief. That's my new home now. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but I've become... I'm the associate superintendent for student services, but a big part of my job has been safety and security of the district, right? So I now live over there with Chief, and we've had some conversations. And on my way here, Chief was talking about that they wanted to get a curriculum together for kids who get a misdemeanor charge. And instead of them getting this charge, we give them some Saturday school and maybe require their parents to come on a Saturday and et cetera. So who knows, some of that might fit in, you know.
It would fit in great because we partner with CCBD, and jail diversion programs for adults and
perfect.
Older teens.
Is there a way to get a Flower Bluff PD representative in this?
I'm gonna have Chief here next time.
In fact, one of your officers used to be one of our CIT officers. I'm blanking on his name, older gentleman.
Tomas?
Tomas, yes.
Yeah, he's got some real good training. Yeah, Tomas. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. This is going to be a powerful committee, you know. So that's great. Any other thoughts, ideas before we wrap it up today? Let's just exchange numbers.
Sounds good.
And then we'll have a conversation over the next few days. I don't know if we... Oh, okay. We have a meeting date, December the 10th. Okay? And sometime, I think, what's good is, like, say if we have all a presentation on the 10th, sometimes it's good, even if we don't have a scheduled meeting, to see if everyone who can vote can come back rather quickly and just have a little meeting just to vote. So we don't have to wait, like, 6 weeks to have another meeting, you know?
What if we could do that electronically?
That's a great question.
We did it. Okay, well, those of us who are going to be working on the bylaws, right, can we can write that in. And
I mean, even SurveyMonkey's free. We could send a SurveyMonkey out for voting and then place for comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm very open to that. Yeah.
I think that would facilitate getting things done.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard.
Exactly. It's hard to clear. Some of us, most of us,
I know,
clear our schedules. So
I know. This is a, you know, honestly, this is a powerful group, but it's also a busy group, right? So, yeah. Anything else from anybody that's in the district? Want to share anything before we wrap up?
I mean, I'm not in the district anymore, but I was in the district.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these great resources coming, you know, and I'm not 100% sure if we had all of these resources when I was the high school nurse or not.
Mm-hmm.
But if we did, I was not aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
But how are we getting these resources to our SD kids, our HLA kids, our... on that side. Only reason I ask is because I was the high school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I ran across Waldron multiple times without waiting for the caution light to go up.
Yeah.
Just because the high school nurse is responsible for responding over there. And a lot of the responses over there is not always medical. It's typically mental health.
Most of the time, yeah.
Is what it is over there.
Yeah.
So has the district thought about putting a nurse over there instead of taking the high school nurse away from the high school? Because, I mean, that adds about another 1,000 students onto the high school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
In order to, just to get these resources to those kids.
Yeah. I don't know that we would have the ability to add a nurse, but we definitely would have the ability to add, like, T-Chat over there. And add some of these programs over there. And I know Ms. Holder's very open to that. So, and we could have Ms. Holder come visit with us about what her major needs are too. You know, I could have her come visit a little bit next time.
Okay.
So let's do that.
I do think Ms. Holder needs her own mental health counselor over there. Mr. Gritchell?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't believe that. I hardly believe that because, like Ms. Funk, I run across the street lots of times.
And I don't know if you remember or not, but I've been running across the street there with you a time or two.
Yes, you have. And I see several of those kids over there in crisis situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, it would be great if we could.
We have the funds.
But the other thing that's true is, if you don't have the funds, if you could really highly train the individuals that are over there, like with the mental health first aid.
Yeah, and I think that that's the great thing about that crisis intervention resources with that tablet and that device. You could have any of your staff members, as long as they know how to use the device, you have the trained person on the other end that will facilitate that along with the resource officer.
So that could be an option in this environment of, $6 a gallon milk or whatever it is we are right now. It's just crazy, right?
What are the big things in the mental health arena that you wish you had assistance with beyond 10 more of your staff?
Ask Aaron Stewart. But beyond 10 more of me, I need at least two more of me right now, Mark. I think the thing that ties me up a lot is suicidal ideation. Yeah. I'm not comfortable with TChat because I think it's...
Well, it's too delayed.
And it's liability issue.
Yeah, you don't have the right...
No, I don't like it.
Mental health professional on the other end of that a lot of times.
That's right. And you've got a parent or somebody like that that's not trained deciding if a child is suicidal or not, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, as an example, something that would be quick and easy to implement, we can put a device like that on every single campus that you're staffing.
Okay, well, I'm really excited about hearing about that next time.
Because you know, Mark and I've worked. I mean, I know Mark real well, so we could do that. Mark can see how it works. I'd love to try. Because that really is what'll tie me up. If I get a child that's suicidal until the parent comes to pick them up to get them out of here for an evaluation, I can't leave them.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I may have two or three kids in the waiting room waiting to see me in crisis.
And you know there are
Aaron knows.
And there's certain personnel. My belief is that the assistant principals are really where the rubber meets the road, and believe it or not, they do what I would consider a bunch of the counseling around here.
A lot of the counseling.
And so if we can figure out ways to support them with training, you know,
that would help too.
It would help tremendously.
Because they're not trained right now.
Right.
So I think you combine that mental health first aid along with that program's resources. And it's not just one and done. It's 24/7 access, and we provide follow-up care and long-term care as needed as part of that. So, you know, it goes well beyond that first aid.
Okay.
And I'd like to train our other counselors. They're not really trained right now, either, Mr. Crenshaw.
I know that this is definitely a high school problem, but unfortunately, I think it's trickling
down.
Yeah, it's going to trickle down.
Yeah, exactly what happens at junior high college.
It'll continue to.
It goes an eighth grader. So.
Yeah. But yeah. Even if you want some specialized training, I mean, I've worked in that arena and done that type of work, suicidal intervention and things like that for 15 years. So if the district wanted some standalone training in addition to just the mental health first aid curricula, or getting into specialized training for certain types of things, whether it centers around trauma, abuse, neglect, exploitation, whatever it might be, we can do that.
That's awesome. We'll definitely put that on the books for next time. I am personally excited about where the committee's going. It's really an exciting group, and I think we're going to get a lot done. I'll honor your time. We'll crank through these bylaws so that we can not just be messing around with bylaws all year. Hopefully I can find some good examples and we'll get that going. Anything else before we wrap things up? Great committee. I thank you very much. I'll try to never take you more than an hour out of your day, and we'll be ready to go and organize. I know. So I don't want to cut it short if anybody has any questions or any other.
Do you think that some of us as teachers, that I'm one of the SEL teachers, do you think we can get some training on that?
Absolutely.
Because I see it more sometimes than she does.
Are you doing, you're doing
MAPS.
You're
so
doing
I'm
MAPS?
Methodology of Academic and Personal Success. And I'm also teaching kinesiology. So
I know the guy that put that MAPS curriculum in the district.
But it's a lot of social-emotional learning. Yeah. And it's a lot of social-emotional learning. So a lot of the kids, when I open up mental health, they come to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
They go to her.
That's right.
So then I'm dealing with that, which I'm really good with kids, so I can. But I would appreciate some of that.
You bet.
I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I'm a fact major, but I don't have the background.
Sure.
And just so the committee knows, that class is embedded in the freshman year.
Yes.
All freshmen, and they're getting a big dose of social and emotional learning.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, the statistics behind it are mental health professional is seventh out of the top 10 on who people go to first when they have mental health.
When
they'll come to teachers.
I had an epiphany as the principal here, and when it dawned on me, I started doing a whole lot of research on the adverse childhood experiences and those things, and we really used the SEL curriculum as a way to combat that. And we also, at that time, we were identifying students that needed it through their advisory class. And when I asked teachers one year to give me their five students that they were the most worried about, right?
Just five?
Okay, I had 300 and some odd students on that list. Yeah. And me and one person met with every single one of them that year. And it was a real learning experience to find out what's really going on with these kids. But when someone spoke up a while ago and said, that's the biggest thing right now. It really is. And the more we can do, the better.
And I'll just throw this out there for the other folks in the room. If anybody has a good curricula on social media and internet usage in teens and preteens, I can tell you, in my opinion, the mental health crisis that you see today in youth is a secondary issue.
And I implemented into our lessons.
To the world that they live on.
Mm-hmm. I implemented a lot into social media world and their cell phones. And we do implement it into that class. So we hit on it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Does this training go all the way down to like elementary and all
the mental health first aid?
Yeah.
Yes, it will. That is applicable to all ages. The teen mental health first aid course is specific to actually teaching teenagers to be experts.
I just asked because, we have elementary kids who come into the ER, attempted suicide,
Absolutely.
Overdose, so it's not just you know, our junior high and high school.
100%.
What do we do with the SI teachers? Do they have any extra training as of right now?
The SI teachers do have a considerable amount of training, but some of this could be good. They have de-escalation training and a lot of things, you know. They have CBI training, and it is pretty comprehensive. But that's really about just de-escalation. This is a little bit more about getting to the root of the problem.
What is going on.
And most of the time, the SI teachers seem to be the ones that are the closest in the relationship with those students that need it, right?
It depends. Their behavior, like if they have a behavior plan, more than likely, but a lot of these kids don't have behavior plans.
Your kids don't have
my kids
behavior
are
plans.
Just,
I don't have a lot of kids that have
so it depends. You see, like they're closer to SI if they've got like a BIP, and they're utilizing that. But like with us, it's just
but don't you think
kids.
Maybe the SI teachers would benefit from this training too?
Probably.
Yeah,
I don't think it can hurt them for
sure.
Right off the bat, SDGC and our SEL teachers, that makes a whole lot of sense, right?
SDGC, for sure. They're stuck over their mother's
because Mr. Roberts and I get every single freshman.
Yes.
We teach every single freshman.
Yeah.
So you think about that coming through there.
Uh-huh.
And SI is special interest?
Special ed.
Supplemental instruction.
Okay. I know. We need to tell you what all that means.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, my God. It's the craziest. Oh, my God. I've become that guy. I can't believe it. Yeah, there's plenty of them. So I'll entertain a motion to. We have a motion to adjourn. We have a second. All in favor? Okay, we've got our marching orders. That's great. Thank you. Yeah. I'm super excited about this committee. It's going to be good.